My Booze Hell by Little Johnny Cartilage by Johnny Mears. Episode 3 and Q Supersonic.
Yeah, and another thing. Have you noticed how it's getting impossible to sit and watch a film in peace these days? There I was the other day, waiting patiently for the hour and a half of adverts and trailers to end. Then everything went red and the ice cream lady stood in front of me whilst Hank Marvin in the shadows played Apache. Then the film finally started and, of course, some inconsiderate git chose that precise moment to come in late and squeeze past without so much as a please or a thank you. Then someone with a ridiculous haircut came and sat in front of me and obscured 90% of the screen. There were people behind me talking, munching popcorn, rustling cellophane, breathing loudly. I tell you, it's the last time I rent a video.
Yeah. That'll be £134.60, please, Squire.
In the end, I said, look, can you all go now, please? I don't remember inviting you in the first place.
£134.80, please, Squire.
Then someone told me to sit down and shut up. In my own flat, I don't know. I blame the government.
No, we'll just call it £100, all right?
Grandad said he used to make his own entertainment.
£50.
Mind you, Grandad was John Logie Baird.
Shut up!
Sorry?
Look, I'll pay you, but you have to get out right now, okay? Will a cheque be all right?
But we're in the middle of nowhere.
Who are you?
Cartilage.
Right.
Little Johnny Cartilage of the early 70s, all singing, all dancing, chart and TV sensations, the Cartilage family.
There you go.
Thanks. I think. I say thanks.
Out.
But,
oh.
I mean, shouldn't it be...
No.
Oh,
but...
Pay Little Jerry Cartilage the sum of... You know, it's times like this I almost wish I was a cartoon character. Because the thing about that... No... I'm sorry, I've lost it completely. It'll come back to me, probably in about 10 minutes.
Any car on Belford Road?
Yeah, 2-4.
Roger, 2-4, go to number 37, pick up bass player from the suite, going to Les Gray from Mud's house. Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
Oh, good, not another one. Yeah, car 2-4 to cab control, your circuit's dead, there's something wrong.
In the psychiatrist's chair with Dr. Anthony Clare.
Excuse me, but that's my chair you're sitting in.
Oh, sorry.
My subject this week is no stranger to chairs, and psychiatrist chairs in particular. Would you say that's fair comment, Little Johnny Cartilage?
Well, I wouldn't claim to be any kind of expert, though I must say this one's very comfortable.
And having lulled you into a false sense of security with a bit of inconsequential furniture-oriented banter, I'm going to put it to you that you're basically a bit of a sad git. The sad git's sad git, if you like. Would you say that's a fair comment?
Harsh, but fair.
I'm only quoting your press release.
Yeah, but hey, what's sad anyway?
Sad is keeping the plastic covers on your car seats. Sad is being a member of the Sealed Knot Society. Sad is having Radio 2 tattooed on your forearm.
Oh, now that's a bit below the belt, isn't it?
I'm only quoting your press release.
Phew, well, at least I've got a press release.
I've got a press release.
Haven't.
Have.
Haven't.
Have.
Can we try that again? And this time, maybe talk about the price of fame. Albeit in a regional Tuesdays just after Crossroads kind of a way. What it's like to be hounded by the local paper. What it's like to be stopped and asked for your autograph literally anywhere in the Anglia region. From the top.
So, you hate your mother, you love your father, you hate yourself, and see your life as being one elongated exercise in futility.
Well,
Not you.
You.
I'm sorry, I have...
Was your mother an embarrassment to you?
Who, me? Oh, yes, sir. I remember the time when... Mum, can I have a word, please?
In a minute, Johnny. But first, what year is it?
Oh, round about 1977, 78, I think, Mum.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, I'd better get ready and go to the disco, then. Hang on, I'll just... Oh, that's better. Now, what was it you wanted, Johnny?
Well, remember how you scrimped and saved and did various unspecified jobs so you could buy me that second-hand car, Mum?
Of course I remember, love. That was yesterday.
Well, I hope you don't think I'm being ungrateful, but...
But what, love?
Well, it's just that no one else I know has a car with stabilisers.
And would you say that's fairly typical?
Typical of what?
Of car stabilizer-related embarrassing mother anecdotes.
Yeah, that's fairly typical.
Yeah, Roger 2-4. It's a Mr. Stardust going to the drummer from the Glitter Band's house. Affirmative 2-4, Alvin, not Ziggy. Yeah, Roger 2-4, I'm aware there were two drummers in the Glitter Band. Now you've got me 2-4. Let me see. Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter will be round about 71, 72.
Phew, to think it was all just a dream.
Yeah, like wow.
Groovy, baby. What are the odds of us all having the same dream at the same time, eh?
Well, according to my calculations, the odds of that occurring are virtually incalculable.
I'm out tonight.
Here we go. And there we go. On you must get set. And it's on with the show.
Okay, everyone, great. Well, if you'd like to stay where you are for just a moment longer, Sally, our lovely assistant, will take you all back to the minibus. And can I just take this opportunity to thank you all on behalf of Anglia Television for being such a fantastic audience. I know that the Cartilage family themselves would want me to tell you that they thought you were absolutely shit.
I'm out of fags, and I can't nip out and get any. Not whilst my obsessive fan's waiting outside.
Well, don't look at me. My obsessive fan's waiting as well.
Mm, me too.
According to my calculations, my obsessive fan is waiting also.
Johnny, you're the only one without an obsessive fan, so nip out and get us 20 Woodbines, would you?
You can't boss me around now, you know. You're only my on-screen brother.
20 Woodbines now, you little bastard, or you'll feel my on-screen boot up your off-screen arse.
What do you say?
I say you've got about 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2...
It's not fair.
Hello. It's later on the same day, and this is where you come if you want to place an advertisement in the local newspaper.
Oh, good. Well, I'm in the right place, then.
So, if you'd like to dictate your advertisement...
Righto. Wanted. Mm-hmm. Obsessive fan for light stalking duties.
Right.
Must be a bit mad with starry, starry eyes.
Starry, starry night.
So, Nigel, what do you think are the main qualities I should be looking for in an obsessive fan?
I know where you live.
Good. Fine. Well, that's a start, isn't it? And, if you've got the job, how do you feel about the long hours and all the hanging about?
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6.
Good. I particularly like the way your CV is made up of letters cut out from various papers and magazines and pasted together. So, you're obviously good with your hands.
I know where your family live.
Great. That's great. Well, thanks very much for coming in. I've got all your details, so, I'll be in touch.
Sorry, what did you say your name was?
And with hindsight, was Nigel the right choice?
Well, we'll never know, will we?
Why is that?
He didn't turn up.
I'd like, if I may, to try some word association.
Death, pain, despair, hopelessness, pointlessness, eternal night, endless flight, Leo Sayer.
I haven't started yet.
Oh, sorry.
Anglia Studios, any car? Roger 2-4, it's Cartilage, as in the Cartilage family, who, strange as it might seem, are still living together after all these years. Hello, 2-4. Come in, 2-4. Any other car near the Anglia Studios? That's pathetic. Nothing like him.
Oh, come on, Ray. At least he's having a go.
Yeah, well, it's a crap go. All right.
Yeah, I have to say I'm with Ray on this one. It's a rather pathetic spectacle.
Yes! Our first contestant tonight with scars in his eyes, 57-year-old Rotherham council worker Dennis Matthews as one of the drummers from the Glitter Band.
Oh, God.
We'll be back after this break.
Where's Johnny?
Oh, I expect he's still living in his own fantasy world.
I'll still live in his own fantasy world him in a minute if he doesn't hurry back with my bloody fags.
According to my calculations, he's been gone for almost 25 years.
I'll according to my calculations you in a minute if you don't shut up, you specky git. Hey.
Welcome back. Our next contestant here on Stars in Their Eyes is 42-year-old Ron Cassidy from Norwich.
Hey?
Ron Cassidy? Isn't that your real name, Ray?
Shut up.
Ray, call me Sherlock Holmes, but that is actually you, isn't it?
Shut up!
And who are you going to be for us tonight, Ron? Who?
Well, Steve, tonight I'm going to be Ray Cartledge from the Cartledge family.
Sorry, who?
Hugh.
Pew.
Barney McGrew.
Cuthbert.
Dibble.
Topcat.
Good. Just time for your quick-fire round, so finger on buzzer, please. Your time starts now. What was your first job?
Tidying my room.
Correct. What is your most common reoccurring dream?
Is it the one where I'm a small boy and there's a queue of Santa Clauses waiting to sit on my knee?
Correct. Have you ever had the desire to sleep with your mother and then gouge your eyes out afterwards? I'll have to hurry you.
Johnny, what have I told you about playing with that sharp stick?
That it could have my eye out, Mum?
No, I've told you to bugger off and do it somewhere else. I'm getting ready to go out here.
But, Mum, you're always going out.
Well, that's because I don't like you, love.
I'm going to tell Dad.
Oh, I knew there was something I meant to tell you. Your father's left us. Bye.
But, Mum, where are you going?
To an early Santa's pop festival. Where do you think I'm going?
Right. I've got it now. It'd be brilliant being a cartoon character because it wouldn't matter what happened to you. A 10-ton weight could land on top of you. You could have your head blown off by Yosemite Sam. You could be a washed-up ex-regional TV child star by the age of 12. The next moment, you're okay again, with just this little cross-shaped bit of sticking plaster on your forehead. Wouldn't it be great if life was really like that?
Yeah, if you say so, mate. Now, have you got the time or haven't you?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just gone 5:30.
Cheers, mate.
What a nice man.
Taxi!
Yes, mate, where to?
It's you! Sorry, mate, I've just got another pickup. Yeah, 2-4, yep, loud and clear, control, go ahead. Yep, I'll be right there.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just wait here, then.
I wish I could be a cartoon character walking off the edge of cliffs and standing in mid-air until I look down and plunging 2,000 feet into the canyon.
My Boo's Hell by Little Johnny Cartledge was written by and starred Johnny Mears.
I wish I could be a cartoon character trying to ditch clear for miles and miles, but as soon as I cross, I get run over by a 10-ton truck. Ooh.
With Ben Miller, Peter Serafinowicz, Jeff McGiven, Rosemary Martin, and Deborah Berlin.
Wish it could be a cartoon character walking headfirst into household appliances, an iron, a frying pan, or a cuckoo clock, and my head becomes shaped like that particular appliance.
With a special appearance by Dr. Anthony Clare. Musical arrangements were by Spencer Cousins. The producer was Gareth Edwards.
Wish you could be a cartoon character, a world where toilets don't exist, and you can always spot a bum cause it's got bum written on it, and nothing ever lasts more than 10 minutes. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa.